News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
House husband is more tiring than being a mechanic, according to stay-at-home dad David Hitchcock, who's been writing in the Daily Telegraph. He's with us now. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jonathan.
I have to say, you have experience of both here, so you're able to give us a meaningful comparison.
Yes. So it's just longer hours, I guess. 50 hours a week at work doesn't compare to the constant being at home. It's non-stop.
Did you do this through choice, or was it circumstance that led you to, I'm going to say change career, but you know what I mean?
Yes, it was through choice. The circumstances arose where we were having a small child later in life, and my partner's able to accommodate or afford for both of us to stay at home, so the little one and I. So yeah, it's a welcome opportunity.
What did you find the biggest challenge?
The learning how to keep a little person alive is quite a challenge. you spend all the time looking after yourself as an adult, and then to suddenly have someone else there all the time, it's a challenge.
You had two girls. You had two teenagers beforehand, and that you worked through them. So you did your job, and your previous partner looked after the kids. This was a role reversal. Do you have a different opinion on, you know, how those kids were raised compared to, you know, what you're doing now?
No, I think my older children are raised very well, so I want to keep that high standard up with our little Lily. It's just nice to have the opportunity to do all the hands-on stuff, go to the doctors, take her out during the day, and not be tired from work, to have the opportunity to do all the go into parties and stuff like that.
Mm. What do other people say? I'm almost fascinated by this, with being a stay-at-home dad. Do some people wrinkle their nose a little bit when you're doing it and wondering what's going on?
There's definitely a pause when someone says, "What do you do?" I say, "Oh, I'm a stay-at-home dad." There's always that awkward pause where they sort of digest it and either say, "Well, that's really good," or "But what's your real job?"
How do you feel about that? Because I mean, you're someone, according to this piece anyway, and speaking to you, that takes it very seriously. I mean, what do you say to people who look at you as if it's not a real job?
Some people take more convincing than it is. I think most people come round to the idea that it is serious raising a little person. But if you're not broad-minded enough to take it on board, I think that's more of your own problem than mine.
I'm also interested in Lily, your daughter. Does she defer to you as the primary caregiver? Because a young child will have an association with the parent, and traditionally it's the mother, because mammy's always there and she picks you up after your boo-boos and so on. Does she look to you as that primary caregiver now that you're the one that's there all the time?
I find it harder to notice, but certainly I get that from my parents that she's a little daddy's girl. But it always seems ironic that whenever she's out with one of us, she calls for the other one. So if I'm out with her, we were out swimming the other day, and every woman she looked at was, "Mum, mum."
Right.
Like, well, that's a bit awkward at times.
Yeah. You mentioned the other mums, right? So I'm thinking of that TV show, the comedy. Was it Parenthood or one the comedy that was on? It's followed by Amandaland, which is on. I mean, do you find yourself as being the only man amongst a group of women? And how did the group of women take to that?
They're all normally quite inviting. I think with any group, you get little cliques of people, and you can be on the edge. But I think you've got to sort of put yourself out there and try not to be the weird dad sat in the corner. That never goes down very well.
It's always a risk. I've been that guy, even when I'm not the primary caregiver. David, wish you and Lily and Emily the best of luck on your new journey. Do you ever see yourself going back to a mechanic, by the way?
Not with the industry changing as it is, no.
Right, okay. You've set your course, and long may it continue. You've got at least 18 years, mate, before you can even consider moving on from this. Thanks very much for joining us, David Hitchcock there.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.